All right, here it is. This is it. It's episode number 50 of Contemplation with Christoph at the Christoph Lewis Podcast. I'm excited. I say it every time, and every time I mean it. I'm so happy that you're here listening with me. It's so cool. I started this segment up when I was in the 40s or 50s of the podcast initially, when I was just doing conversations, and here I am, and I'm at number 50 with the contemplations already. It's so crazy to me how life works out, where you start something, you think it's just absolutely nothing, and then you blink and I'm at episode 50 of a new segment. I swear to God, that's how it is with my daughter already. She was born, now she's 7 months old, crawling around, and I literally can't get anything done because the moment I look away, she's just grabbing something and eating it and sucking on it, and it's so difficult and it's so damn cute. But thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'm so excited. You can find this episode and all the conversations, the contemplations, on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge, and I'm reading one book a week for a year, and I'm one book ahead, and I'm so excited. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler, and essentially my reading challenge, the book a week, is substitute whatever variable you want. If you weren't good at something, or you don't think you're good at something, make it a challenge. Like, literally make it a challenge, like insert something else and do one of that a week, like 1 mile a week, go to the gym 5 times a week, 3 times a week for a year, like, and don't break it no matter what. And then it turns out that I'm actually a pretty good reader when I make time for things. So maybe you'll actually be pretty good at what you set out to do. Last week, I read The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. And this week, I'm reading The Mission, The Men, and Me by Pete Blaber. And so far, it's been really good, but I'm only slightly into it. It's actually a suggestion from you all, the listeners, and the people that I talk to on Instagram. So that's badass. Keep on throwing out great book suggestions. Thank you so much. Yesterday's episode was conversation number 93, and that was with Dan Jarvis. Dan is a vet of OEFOIF, so he's been to both Iraq and Afghanistan, and he endured a lot over there. He lost some of his men, about I think he said half of them he had to send home because they were injured. He lost one of them. He lost his mother, unfortunately, at the end of one of the tours, and he was contemplating suicide. He was on the wrong end of the barrel, and anyways, I don't want to ruin it. You should listen to the whole entire story, the whole episode, but it was really good, and I'm so happy that Dan is opening up and sharing his journey with us in the world. So today, I'm going to speak with you about why it is create your career and not your job. Why do I choose to call this Create Your Career, the Christoph Lewis Podcast? So let's get into it. It's something that I talked about recently this week in the stories on Instagram, and I wanted to dive into it a little bit more. I'm all about creating things. I create content daily, I post daily, and it's actually quite challenging to do that. I'm not sure if you've tried to post more than once, twice, three times, four, five, six times a day. It's really challenging, and you would think it takes up my whole entire day, and it did at first, but now I don't even think about it and I can do it. So I've talked about creating all the time, and even on the example I just gave you, creating a way to do things faster, and I'm always slipping in the word create when I talk on the stories, when I talk in my posts, you name it. I'm a huge advocate of this word create. I don't have like change your career, you know, the Christoph Lewis podcast, change your career, or the Christoph Lewis podcast, change your job, don't let anybody take your job, change your job. I don't, it's not lame like that. Like, create, like, if you're an artist or if you're somebody, it's just a creator out there, creating is a beautiful thing. Creating allows you to do anything, to go any path you want. It can go down the beaten path. It can go down the path that's less traveled. There's an infinite amount of paths. In that poem from Robert Frost, he talks about the path less traveled and the beaten path. And that's only two paths, but life is infinite. There is literally infinite ways you can go. So this is part of the reason why I choose to have create as create your career. So as I was saying in Instagram earlier this week and a little bit of last week, I choose to have create your career, not create your job. Because think about it, a job is something you do. So think about what you do right now. So you guys know I work in IT. I hack away at things and I do nerd stuff and it's super fun. Actually, I can get by, but I'm not super in love with it. And you guys actually know that I'm quitting my job. So if you didn't, now you know. And that is my job. My profession is IT and I hack away at code and I do things like that. So that is my job. That is my skill set. So think about your skill set. What do you do to bring in the bread, to make that bread? Now, create your career. It's different from create your job, because I'm challenging you to think outside the box. I'm challenging you to think outside of what your job is right now. And don't just think outside of your field. Think about outside of the role you have. There are so many ways you can go vertically, you can go laterally. That's why creativity is so important here. It's not your job, it changes this and that. It's not that you're just gonna go be another whatever position you have now at another company in the same field, and it's that monotonous and lame and there's just no creativity there. So think outside the box, challenge yourself. I actually had put in my resume for another equivalent position and equivalent job at a new company when I wanted to leave and move back down to the area that my family and I want to move back down to. I had already submitted the resume and I recalled it from then and said, hey, I actually want to do this other role. I want to do another role. It scared the bejesus out of me. I had never done it before and I was just nervous. And I thought I was ruining it because I was like, I know I can get this job, but I'm going to do something else. I want to do something where I can do what I want to do and be happy doing. And I know it aligns more with how I want my career to do. So I did that, got past the resume and oh my gosh, I'm even fumbling my words right now because I'm thinking about the interview. I walked away from it and I said to my wife, I said, this is the worst interview I've ever done in my life. I felt terrible. I was like, here I am trying to create a new career for myself, step outside of my field a little bit, definitely step out of my job scope and really, really challenge myself. And I interviewed, I felt like crap afterwards. And I walked over her and I said, this is terrible. Like I tried, I gave it the old college effort and you know, we're going to have to probably figure something else out. And it was not a few days later and they said, we'd love to have you. So that's like a whole other another topic. Like that blows me away how you can feel like that after something because you expect so much of yourself. And just because I chose to create my career and just really go out there and try something that was hard, I was able to legitimately go out there and create a new career for myself. And even more so than that, you guys know I've talked a little bit about it. I'm starting a company on the side. I'm moving things around for that. And that literally doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. There's people that do that, but the company doesn't exist. So I have to go out there and create this, and I'm doing this all on the side right now. So amongst everything, I'm still kind of working in the same field, but I'm working in a completely different position. I'm so happy to do that and I can't wait to start. And on the side, I'm creating a company that hasn't been created before. So there's so many ways you can take this, and your creativity aspect of it is what I want you to grasp out of this entire episode. Don't limit yourself to the path, you know, less beaten, the path less traveled, or the path that is traveled. It's not just A and B, and that's such a great poem, but you have infinite possibilities. Think outside the box, be creative, and just push yourself and make yourself nervous. And you're probably not doing as bad as you think that you're doing, just like I felt in this job interview, because I definitely don't think it's black and white. You don't need to stop your job and go be an entrepreneur. Like, I have a family support. I can't do that, and that's okay. I'm going to continue to work my job, my day job. I'm going to continue to podcast. I'm going to continue to be a family man, and I'm going to continue to build up my new career, this business that I want on the side. And it's all possible. It's just time management, determination, being relentless, being obsessive with a lot of it, and really committing and following through and creating that consistency and having that passion for everything you do, or else you won't be able to maintain all that and continue any of it. So it's time for a recap. Go out there and create your career. Don't get locked down to the path less traveled or the path that's beaten down what everybody takes. You can go out there and go infinite ways, create a career. You can go a different job. You can go a different field, a different role, or you can create a company or a product or a service, and you can literally create something that has never been created before. The possibilities are endless, and it literally is limited by your imagination, your determination, and your want for something better for you, your family. So go out there and create your career. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Like I always say, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can rate the podcast on iTunes 5 stars if you enjoy it, and comment and tell me what you like. And if there's something in there that you wish that I would have gone into a little bit further, or maybe you disagreed with it, I would encourage you to contact me directly on Instagram or on the website, and I would love to talk to you about it and understand more of how I can shift my perspective a little bit more and see it from your point of view. And the best way to pay me, which is a completely free way, is to just share this with other people, and I would be in forever full of gratitude for you. So thank you so much, and I hope you have the best Tuesday ever. And remember, don't only listen to this, but you have to go out there and apply. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, and read all these books, but if you don't apply it, doesn't mean anything. So if you go out there and you're inspired and you're like, I'm going to create my career, I'm going to do a different job, I'm going to do a different field, a different position, I'm going to go out there and do it, and you're so pumped, then you wake up and nothing changes, then it doesn't matter. None of this that I said just matters to you. Feeling motivated means nothing without action. So go out there, create your career, get it done, keep that promise to yourself, and I'd love to hear about it. Let me know. Have a good one. See y'all later.